afternoon. It's 29 minutes past 5 o'clock. With WXPR News, I'm Natalie Jablonski. Perhaps county clerks in Wisconsin feel a bit like a political football, but the U.S. Supreme Court action tossing out Wisconsin's voter ID law for the November election puts clerks back where things were a time or two ago.
I informed all the municipal clerks in Vilas County that the implementation of voter ID is delayed for an indefinite period, and that it will not be in force for the November 4th fall election.
That's Vilas County Clerk Dave Allman. The High Court voted 6-3 Thursday to block the voter ID law. The next step could be a request to have the U.S. Supreme Court throw out the law permanently. Two groups which have sought the ruling, the ACLU and the Advancement Project, have 90 days to file a formal petition asking the Supreme Court to consider the law's constitutionality. State Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen says he'll try to address the Supreme Court's concerns and make voters show photo IDs anyway on November 4th. The ACLU's Dale Ho said that won't be possible, as last night's ruling stops what he calls the last-minute disruption and voter chaos created by this law. The majority justices did not say why they temporarily tossed it out. A federal agency says it will not consider a request by scientists to put the gray wolf back on the endangered species list. The regional head of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service told UW-Madison professor Adrian Treves in a letter this week that the agency is not concerned about a recent drop in the state's wolf population. The DNR reported as many as 689 wolves this past spring, down from as many as 824 the year before. The scientists say they thought the DNR underreported the wolf's mortality rate of 28%, saying it could have been almost twice that much through June of last year. Charles Woolley, the acting Midwest director of the Fish and Wildlife Service, says Wisconsin's decline is not enough to raise red flags. He says the agency would not consider relisting the animal unless the combined populations in Wisconsin and Michigan fall below 200 or below 100 in either state. Relisting the wolf would end the state's management of gray wolves, thus ending the annual wolf hunting seasons of the past 2 years. The state's next wolf hunt begins Wednesday. While many rural Wisconsin school districts have talked about dwindling monies to fund local schools, a tax watchdog group says an odd twist is happening. School reserves continue to grow. The Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance President Todd Berry looked at all school districts and found the balances, or cash reserves, continue to increase.
They were under $1 billion across all 424 districts back in the early 90s. They were up to $1.24 billion in 2001, and they are now up over $2 billion. What we find is the average fund balance is something around 20% of their annual spending.
The reserves are used to fill in during times when state money to fund schools doesn't come in, so the district won't have to spend more money borrowing and paying interest, or if it's used for some capital projects. Berry noted 30 school districts, including Lakeland Union High School in Minocqua and North Lakeland in Manitouish Waters, are past 50%. On the other side, several school districts have little, if any, reserves and are often borrowing to meet day-to-day needs. Berry says in the report on their website that many Wisconsin school districts have been building reserves to ensure future fiscal stability during tough times, divisive partisan politics, and boom-bust state budgeting. With a major election approaching, the DOT is reminding candidates and campaign volunteers that placing signs in highway right-of-way is illegal and potentially dangerous. Rob Miller reports.
Alan Johnson is with the Wisconsin DOT's Bureau of Highway Maintenance. He says state law prohibits placing any items, including campaign or garage sale signs, within the right-of-way, generally that area between a highway and adjacent private property.
Signs on highway right-of-way can distract motorists or obstruct their view, especially at intersections. When people stop to install a sign, they're risking their own safety along with the highway maintenance worker who will have to remove it.
Highway right-of-way includes medians and roundabouts. With a landowner's consent, campaign signs are allowed on private property as long as they don't exceed 32 square feet and contain no flashing lights or moving parts. This is Rob Miller reporting.
A recent report says technology careers offer the best potential for growth in 2015. Tim Morrissey reports.
The hot jobs in 2015 will be in the technology sector, according to a recent report from the human resources consulting firm Robert Half International. Compared to other job sectors, technology careers are paying big dividends and delivering fatter paychecks. Paul McDonald of Robert Half says their new report also predicts growth in traditional fields like accounting and marketing, where technology is involved.
Technology truly is running its course through all functional roles today. You need technology as a foundational functional understanding in order to be successful in any one of these specialty areas.
According to the report, among the top positions to watch are mobile applications developer, data architect, and chief security officer. All three have starting salaries that top $100,000 a year. I'm Tim Morrissey reporting.
This is a good weekend to check out Wisconsin's fall colors, but depending on where you live, you may have to drive a little ways to do that. Most counties in the Badger State report trees which are at their peak colors or close to it, but up north, about a dozen of our counties are past their peaks. Sunny weather normally provides the most vibrant viewing of the fall colors, and that is in the forecast for this weekend. Tonight's lows, mid-20s, and then mostly sunny skies for Saturday and Sunday. Clear with lows in the lower 50s tomorrow and upper 50s on Sunday. Lows this weekend, mid-30s to low 40s, and then rain forecast for Monday. Highs in the lower 50s, about a 70% chance of rain forecast for Monday. This is WXPR News.